Hello and welcome to Season 4, Episode 4 of What's Up With That, a show not hosted by Ryan Hill. November 13th, Purdue versus Michigan. It was a chilly, overcast Saturday morning as we stood out in front of the brick wall over by Jake's. We talked to numerous people and gained various insights into the world around us. This could not have been possible without our friends, the Scrabble Pieces, in a section we like to call Scrabble Speaks. Can you pick them out? Enjoy.
The Lollipop Guild, and in the name of the Lollipop Guild, we wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land.
You get the face.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. It's just audio, so I mean, people have to imagine.
Yes.
What was there?
You find a lame duck walking back from class. How do you care for it?
You open up the fucking door, tell her what's good, and then beat those cheeks.
No. You bring it to the humane shelter. Or depends on how bad of a condition the duck is in. Because I think I would just probably nurse it until I could bring it to the humane shelter.
I'd kill it and eat it.
Food!
What are we talking? Chickens? I love chickens.
You find a lame duck. A lame duck walking back from class. How do you care for it?
Well, first of all, I would get some gauze and some Icy Hot. Because every Icy Hot, really, let's be honest, it cures everything. Unless you put too much on. And then it really hurts.
I'm with her. I'd wrap it up and, like, coddle it, kind of.
Ointment.
Peroxide. And just nurse it back to health, you know, the natural way.
Give it a kiss.
How do I care for the lame duck? You know, I take it home. I give it some water. I find out what ducks enjoy to eat, and I put that in a box along with the duck. And then after I wing it back to health, I successfully take it back into nature, because that's where God intended on that duck to be. So, you know, I've winged it to health, and I also feel better about myself.
Great.
Jaeger bombs.
I would care for it like any other duck, and I would gingerly care for it, and I would carry it gingerly, and I would carry it back to my room, and I would gingerly care for it. I would make a bed for it, and I would lay eggs for it, like any other duck would. Yeah, I would carry that shit. Danny!
What?
We're caring for a gingerly duck. How would you help me care for it? We laid the egg. You would sit on it, right?
I would totally lay on the egg that you...
You'd lay on the egg.
If you plant the egg, I will lay on it for you.
Yeah. So I laid the egg, and Danny, my friend here, would lay on it for me, and we would incubate that egg however long it takes, man. And the egg would grow to incubation period, and it would birth a great egg. It would birth a great...
Holy shit, you look like that.
Oh, it would come out of the egg
by the belt?
With glasses.
What's his name from Saved by the Belt?
No, he looks excellent.
Screech? No, I don't think he looks like Screech at all.
Grown-up Screech.
You look great.
You know the one that was on Celebrity
Football? Oh my god, no. This guy is not Screech.
No.
This is...
So, it would come out of the egg
not Screech.
With some great glasses, and it would be ready to learn, and it would go to school at Purdue. Drink his ass off at Purdue.
I apologize.
Oh, no worries.
I'd put it in my pants, and I would tell him hello.
I'd give it some grain to eat.
I would eat it.
I would call it my own.
I'm a Michigan fan. I appreciate lame ducks, in all honesty. I hope we have several tonight.
I don't care for lame ducks, to be quite honest. I just sort of see lame ducks, I high-five them, and I walk on.
I'll probably just throw it out and kill it, because it needs to die. Poor thing.
Motherfucker needs to die.
Yeah. How would you kill it, then?
Traffic.
You scalp it. You scalp it.
Scalper traffic. Yeah, preferably a motorcycle, so you can watch it and... Head
what type of radio show are we doing?
Internet radio show.
Where? Oh. What website?
The Media Collective. You'll get a sticker at the end.
Oh, cool.
Tell them to do duck face, make them take a picture of them, and then put it on the duck face website.
Yeah, that's probably what I do.
I agree, duck face.
Duck?
All right, next one. Describe the most invasive way to be searched for ensuring the safety of others.
You know, when the cops put on that rubber glove and you hear the snap, and you're in an airport. Exactly, he pissed his pants for free. That's irrelevant. You know what? If I were to get searched anally, that would be a problem. So I would say that's the most invasive way possible, yes.
Jaeger bombs.
Oh God! In the asshole. Up the asshole would be the most invasive
just
the
sorry,
way to be searched.
Search,
I assume
now.
Like in between the butts.
Yeah,
like,
no,
the butts.
It's not asshole. Yeah, but the butt.
The asshole. Anything around.
If you had the butts and no, and you spread them,
leave my
that would
alone.
Be by
leave
far
my butt alone, right?
The Wait, most invasive legit? Way to be searched. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty sick. I didn't know that.
Next okay, falling on me.
The most evasive way to what?
To be searched to ensure the safety of others.
Most evasive way. I prefer cavity searches with long rods.
A good pat down would do the trick, I think. Everything around my waist and my genitals.
Show me your genitals.
I can't do that on public radio.
It's not public radio. It's internet, so you can say whatever you want.
No, seriously, I can't do that on people out there. It's not legal.
I would say the most invasive way to be searched would be drug searched, right? So, you know, I'm saying you got a little bit of drugs, you know, it gets invasive. It gets invasive sometimes.
Any particular methods or?
Never personally been invasively searched for drugs, but I would just imagine that would be invasive. You know what I'm saying?
Most invasive way of searching someone?
Anal cavity search. That's some fucked up
vaginal
shit.
Vaginal cavity search. Yeah. That's an unfortunate.
That is fucked
although
up.
That hole's bigger.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up, man.
Man,
look at her titty.
Yeah. Hanging someone naked by their legs or their ankles upside down up in the sky and shaking them, that would be embarrassing because like if they're a girl, their boobs shake around.
Yeah.
I can just imagine that.
Probably like a cavity search, somewhat like a body cavity search. That would probably be pretty invasive, I would think. Yeah. That would suck, by the way. I would not totally want that right now, but body cavity search, definitely.
Invasive way.
A cavity search. If someone puts their hand in my vagina, I'd be mad. I'd be really mad. There's
no
something in there that you need to touch.
It's big enough that you would hide a bomb in it anyway.
No inappropriate touching. I guess that would be the rule of thumb. The TSA doesn't give a fuck, so I guess.
I'm a you.
I don't know.
So,
I don't know. That's a great question.
Heather!
We want to be all honest. Cavity search.
Wait,
he gets that little scraper and gets going to my teeth, and it's just really awkward. And then he finds like. He finds four cavities.
It could be.
Four cavities, and I just feel like a retard for eating so much candy.
How do you react to the government's sponsorship of Call of Duty Black Ops?
It's fucking awesome, man. Because for one, the government never sponsors anything that they want us to know about, so I feel as if maybe if they're sponsoring Black Ops, we kind of get to, like, you know, look into what they're actually doing. So if we want to, like, snipe some dudes, like a fucking corrupt political, like, figure in, like, another country, they're sponsoring Black Ops, I think we do that. I think we do that for real.
Well, first I would have to know what the government response was, because I'm ill-informed of that question.
No, the government's sponsorship.
Their sponsorship, they sponsor that shit, don't they? Okay, well, you know what, I think that it's just another way to get men to join the army. You know, I think the game is awesome, don't get me wrong, quote-unquote, there's a little warrior in all of us, but you know what, I think that they have a problem.
I just want to know what you think about the matter.
Yeah, indeed. That's exactly what I wanted to ask. Oh my God.
I'm quite ecstatic about the government sponsorship.
Are you really ecstatic?
Of Call of Duty Black Ops.
Really?
It's something that I'm really proud of. So is that at the end of yours for that?
You know, I'm not proud of it. I'm concerned. They might turn it. What if they turned it? Think worst case scenario. What if they turned it into like some processing system where they're like, oh, this guy's good. boom, they show up at your doorstep, they put a collar around your neck, and they take you out. I don't know, man. I don't know. That's worst case scenario. So I don't know. That's my final answer.
Government sponsorship?
You know what? It's teaching us how to be. It's teaching us how to be part of the military over in Iraq. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Can I say three words? Waste of time. Waste of time. Call of Duty. Thank you.
It's a video game. I don't know. I guess.
Why don't we do something
productive
with our lives?
Wait, the government
sponsored it? At least it teaches the guys that don't do anything but sit on their ass how to shoot a gun. Maybe. I don't know.
You know, I may be a closet nerd, but I do know that COD Black Ops is the biggest release of the year, according to the according to the computer graphics technology majors, which is I am a computer graphics technology major, and I do know that if you waited in line, you got free pizza.
Here I am.
Which is why wouldn't you do that? But you know, I have no idea. The only thing I do on Call of Duty is talk on the microphone, and they're like,
yeah.
What's up, girl? And I'm like, hey, baby. He's like, oh, baby. I'm gonna beep, 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 beep. I'm like, oh, baby. And then they rip the headphones off my head.
Get out of my
Oh, my God.
Darling, get over here.
This is great.
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Just want to kill everyone, right?
Illegal. I think it's really awesome, actually.
You should get an eighth with every COD that you buy.
An eighth with every COD, yeah.
I don't know, an eighth and a 40.
Yep, I think, yeah.
An 8 and a 40, whatever version of COD you buy.
Yeah.
You know, COD is a big thing in our country right now, so I feel like you might as well support it.
Basically, the government is supporting all of us to be trained to kill everyone. And I mean, that's cool. Whatever.
I mean, the advertising campaign is kind of ridiculous, but you know, everybody loves COD, so whatever.
I'll do it.
Really, I don't. I disagree with it strongly. I don't think that they should interfere with the public opinion.
I missed that one in the news.
Who are we? Who are we black opping?
I don't know. The Call of Duty Black Ops. It's a video game.
Yeah, they sponsored it.
Yeah, the government sponsored it.
I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. He's pretty trashed. I talked to him earlier.
As a general rule, I believe in all Xbox 360 video games, and they should be enforced by all government entities.
Yeah.
Right. And then,
my money going to good work. Doing good for all people.
I love Call of Duty Black. I've been playing it nonstop for the last 2 days, matter
of
fact.
Dude, they're promoting it because we shoot terrorists, and that's what America's about. And that's why they promote it.
Cubans.
No doubt.
I'm dead. I've been playing it, man.
I haven't played it yet, so I just assume you shoot terrorists, and the government likes that.
It's Cubans, man.
Yeah.
It's Cubans and Vietnamese.
They're pissed off. They make really good cigars, and they're just, like, pissed off, so they're shooting them.
I feel like that's a little weird. Kind of like sex with dudes is weird.
How do you... Sure, what? What was it? What was it?
How do you react to the government sponsorship of Call of Duty Black Ops?
I like it, because I like the game. I like it.
First name who?
I didn't know they sponsored it, but I did buy the game, so I don't know. I enjoy the game, so whatever. Whoever sponsored it, that's fine.
Second, it's a kitten. Yes, cool. You're right. It is a kitten. One kitten. On my left upper chest.
This is cool. All right. First of all, next time you wear this, you gotta wear a V-neck.
You know what? I don't know what Call of Duty... I realize what Call of Duty Black Ops means, but my reaction would be that I would throw up the peace sign all day, every day, 24 hours, 367. Peace to the veterans, peace to all of that.
Jaeger bombs?
Last one. What books would you like to see pulled and burned from libraries, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Vons?
Green Eggs and Ham and Jaeger Bombs.
Burn.
What
over the cuckoo's nest.
Well, you know what? I always thought the hungry caterpillar was a lie. You know why? And the rainbow fish. The hungry caterpillar won. You can't eat that much paper.
Ask me a question.
I used to eat paper when I was little, and you can't eat that much paper. I know that caterpillar cannot eat that much paper. And the rainbow fish, really? One shiny scale? Really? That's a lie. That is blatantly a lie.
Egg or ham.
I loved every book I read, so I can't say anyone. I have no opinion on that.
I didn't say that.
More books should be published by anybody.
Green eggs and ham.
Written by Glenn Beck. That motherfucker sucks. Yes! That motherfucker sucks. He is ruining this shit.
I don't know if he's
Sarah Palin involved also. Wait, there's the N. We found another letter. Okay, That's it. Anything racist, that sucks too. Anything that's terrible.
I like books.
Glenn Beck sucks.
I like books.
Yeah, but Glenn Beck is sucking.
Yeah, but like, they're books. Took a lot of paper, it killed a lot of trees. I don't really know if you can say to pull a book. That's pretty extreme. Even, I mean, Glenn Beck's a dumbass, but...
He's terrible. He's influencing.
Pulling books, though, that's just literature. More people need to read. David Sedaris!
No burning of the books. Douglas Adams.
No comment.
No comment.
What book would I like to see? The Da Vinci Code. I'm sick of that shit. And this is the end of the interview. It was a pleasure.
The encyclopedia for sure. Fuck that. We should all just make up our own words, you know? I feel as if that would be the best situation. If we all just made up our own words and, like, gave them definitions, like, instead of, like, you know, garage meaning a place you park your garage, I want garage to mean, fuck someone up in a fight.
You'd chip your tooth. What's our question?
I would never like to see any books pulled from any library. Knowledge is power.
Versus creationism.
The Bible.
For sure.
Little Women.
I would by far go with the Edward Cullen books. I don't know.
What are they called? The Bible's good for rapping blunts.
What are the Edward Cullen books
called? I know why the cage bird sings.
I know why the cage bird sings, because she gets raped in the beginning and I had to read in ninth grade. It was scarring.
Where the Wild Things Are. Hey,
kept on your pants.
I want to participate.
Books you want burned.
Books you would like to see burnt, pulled and burned from libraries, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Vons.
He keeps talking fast. I don't know what he's saying.
What books would you like to see burned?
Just say Where the Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Is that a real Spike Lee, Where the Wild Things Are?
I would like to see anything written by... Ian Poulter.
And they're not that shiny.
Needs to be burned.
I totally agree with what he just said. That's all I have to say.
I wouldn't let my kitty cat down.
I would never let my kitty cat down.
Books.
There's that one book, the child molesting book that Yahoo has that say so. I hope that's not in a library.
I don't know.
I saw it on the news. There's like a book they sell. Yahoo. Or Amazon or somebody.
No
if that's
comment.
In a library, pull it. No child molesting.
No comment.
No comment.
I really disagree with every book being pulled and burned. Fahrenheit 451 was a fantastic book, and I really don't appreciate any of that being held accountable to our popularity.
Are you doing a radio show? No? Thank you. Final thoughts?
Yes, final thoughts. Final thoughts. Wow, that's a tough question. I don't have any final thoughts. I'm just going to go enjoy a good cold beer from Jake's.
Excellent.
Take care.
On what? Alive? Oh my gosh. Well, let me tell you what. Excuse me, sir. I thought my entire life I was going to die before I turned 22. Do you know what day that is? That's on Monday. And, you know, as my final thoughts on this interview and on life in general, you know, I wish I would have been in a better state than Indiana if I had to live my life. Maybe I wish I was from, like, Puerto Rico or Venezuela. I see how much fun Shakira's having, and I'm like, you know, I want to have as much fun as Shakira.
My first time that I ever got wasted. My first time that I ever got wasted. I got worried, and then something came to me in a dream, and they told me that December 21st, 2012 would be the last day I ever lived. And then I realized that was stupid.
The one thing I realized is ever stupid in my life is not talking to enough people.
There you go.
Real fast. If you want to hear a really good song by a really, like, a new artist, In the Sky by Brian Jackson, listen to it. It will motivate you to do. It will motivate you to live an awesome life, and it's a good song in general. In the Sky, Brian Jackson.
It's just an uplifting song, and everyone should hear it. It's just a great song. It really is.
Your audio
great.
Thanks.
What's final thoughts?
What?
Final thoughts?
I mean, if I had to reflect, I mean, I don't even know. You're throwing too much at me.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Final thoughts?
I love Purdue University.
Harry Potter is great. And Rosalma is great, too.
I love independent radio stations. Fuck corporations and fuck mainstream media.
Fuck's a good word.
Support public radio. Awesome. Support people trying to do something different.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Oh, here. We got to see.
Right.
Wait, we found
Chrissy! Are you off the air yet?
Are you a non-person?
My final thoughts would be like, thanks to Michigan beating for hope's sake. Notre Dame. Because we really haven't beat anybody in the past, month. And good luck to you guys.
Question everything. Anything you're taught, anything you're told, question it. And if it comes up to be true, then believe it. But if not, don't believe it. Fuck it.
You know what? If you question the Boilermakers, you're wrong. Because the Boilermakers are going to come through every time, 100%. They're going to win this shit. They're going to win.
On what? Brothers is really packed. I was disappointed. I couldn't even get to the bar.
I wish I was a national radio.
It could be national. It could be. It's worldwide, technically.
Yeah, it's a World Wide Web. www. Put that in your pipe and smoke.
That's pretty hood.
Okay. Can I say Jill? Can I just say Jill?
That's good.
Is that okay?
I believe it at Jill.
Can we do it? Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, and
it's been a really good day. I've been out here for a while. It's been a good breakfast club. Been on my friend Jill. I've known her since forever. And just a great breakfast club. Like, I've met a lot of people. It's been really good. Like, a lot of friends out here, a lot of people, a lot of fun. A lot of fun tonight.
Right. Truth.
Final thoughts on the game today? So far on the game today, I feel like we're probably going to get beat. Michigan is a good team. They're a good, solid team. They got a good coach. And, you know what? At the end of the day, I feel like we're probably going to get beat. We got a good coach, but it doesn't even matter. They're a good team.
6 points.
It'll be fine. It's going to be fine.
I think final thoughts should be...
Obama's gay.
No, I feel like the final thoughts are summed up by Kurt Vonnegut. I like to live my life on the edge because you can see so much more on the edge than you can from the center. I think that sums up how we should all live our lives.
World peace and love.
Save the environment, climate change is real.
Global warming's real.
Climate change and global warming are the same thing.
Educated.
Religious rights should not be like there. Separation of state and church. I don't know. I'm done. I'm gonna stop talking.
I have nothing to say.
I don't believe that this is actually doing anything at all, and I don't believe you're from a radio station. Ginger. That's a ginger.
That was a ginger.
That's awesome.
It's very cool.
We are documented.
Cool. What's your documentary about?
We just do an interview show. Let's
just ask that question. Why is it disappointing that it's not national?
Because ain't nobody going to hear me except you and a couple other people. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That United States Postal Service, that's ridiculous.
Are we going to Jake's?
Wow, thank you. I'm in.
Hey.
Just got into Hogwarts.
You want to ask questions, internet radio show?
Is this a radio show or is this a bunch of costume thing?
No, it's a real radio show.
Oh,
since
right,
you're so skeptical, we'll show you the recorder in the beginning.
What do you want to ask us?
We got you.
Segment Scrabble Speaks.
Scrabble Speaks, I'll label it then. I'll say, and now, Scrabble Speaks.
It's the dog.
What's up with that sign off? Can we say what's up together?
Yes.
Ready?
How should we say it though?
Ready?
Okay. We go 1, 2, 3.
What's up with that?
There's the sign off.
Is that good?
I love it.
And you guys have been listening to What's Up With That, a show now hosted by Brian Hill. Is that good?
That's great.
Is that great?
That's great. I love it.
That's awesome.